The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
It's obviously a very difficult first set. What do you put that slow start down to? So I think you had one earlier in the tournament as well.
I just didn't start off the blocks the way I wanted, and he started very solid, not making errors and just spinning the ball well, getting a lot of balls back, and a lot of breaks, re-breaks in the first set. But it was very close. It could have gone either way, and I'm just glad that I managed to win that tiebreaker, because after that, obviously, I started playing with more freedom, more confidence, obviously being set up after an hour and 15, 20 minutes. Feels obviously much better than being down a set. So second and third went really well. I thought especially in the second, I have done... I've done things very well from back of the court, mixed it up, and didn't give him any comfort zone on the court. So I always made him guess, which was one of the keys.
Novak, you've developed a very special bond and relationship with everyone here at Roland Garros, the crowd and the ball crew. You're making a special effort to celebrate with everyone after your wins. Is that important for you to do, to give you the momentum and confidence to go into the second week?
No, of course. I mean, I think over the years, wanting to win this tournament so much and kind of failing to do that in the last step several years in a row, people recognized my efforts and I guess willingness to get my hands on that trophy. But at the same time, we established that connection that was extremely important for me, especially in the last year's final against Murray. I felt very supported throughout the entire tournament, and especially in the finals, and I cannot forget that. That's something that it always will stay in my heart, and of course the atmosphere as tonight is very special, because it was the last match of the day. Crowd was really into it. They wanted to see good tennis, but also have fun and entertain themselves. So hopefully they did, and it was really, really amazing. A couple of times, both players received a standing ovation for the efforts, which was really nice to see that the crowd appreciates and recognizes the effort. And for us as a tennis players, obviously playing in front of such crowd is always a great, great joy. But in particular for me, because of the previous year experience and what they gave to me was something that will stay with me forever.
You played Dominic here last year in the semis. You played him in Rome. How much of an impact do you think those matches could have in the next one?
Well, never losing to a player always helps mentally a little bit, but I don't think he's going to play too big of a role. Actually, I think that he really will step it up and try to do something special, try to play his best and really take on the challenge, and I'm sure he's going to be as motivated as ever, so I expect him to come out and really play his best, and I'm going to be ready for that. So I've obviously played him last year semis here, played a really good match, played an incredible match against him in Rome. But it's different conditions. It's best of five. It's Grand Slam, obviously, and so it doesn't need to mean anything. But still, knowing that I've beaten him, a couple of times on clay here last year gives me that confidence, and hopefully I'll be able to do the same.
Novak, Rafa Nadal lost 20 games in four matches. 5 games per match, 1.6666 per game, per set. But apart from that, he got a warning today for time violation. And I'd like to know your point of view about this, because he says if I play 20 rallies, it's not fair that I have to only 20 seconds to regroup and start. Are you in favor of the clock? Would you put a clock? Would you put a clock depending on how many rallies there were?
No.
What do you want to do to solve this problem? Because you also have sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've spoken about this before, and I'm aware that I'm also one of the players that is on the radar because of my ball bouncing, because of my certain routines that I'm late, you know, in certain times of the match, and I accept when I get the warning. But when I get the previous kind of pre-warning, kind of a gentleman's gesture from chair umpire where he says, well, you have to speed it up a little bit because you don't know whether you are late or not. So sometimes that happens. If they give me that pre-warning and then they give me an official warning, I will never say a word. Although it's... at times, a bit frustrating when the chair umpire maybe doesn't recognize the circumstances that you're in, because sometimes it doesn't depend on you. It depends on how quick the towel comes, you know, maybe a ball kid drops a ball, you lose a few seconds here and there, and all of a sudden you're under pressure because you have your own routines when you come to the line. Nadal as well, we all know that. So, you know, sometimes... I feel like we should all have an understanding and toleration for certain situations, but rules are there to be respected. I have nothing to say against that, which is fine. It's same for all the players. But, you know, I think we're all participating in the match. Even chair umpires that are not running left and right, but they still know tennis very well. So, you know, most of them, they're good. You know, they're fine. So, I mean... a couple of times it happens where you know, in the midst of the fight, you get the warning, and then you feel like it's too early in the match, or it was just after one rally. There was only one single time that you went over the clock, which I don't think is fair, and that happens as well. It's like one time you go over, and then right away they give you a warning. So that's something as well. But you know, we all people, we all, you know, make mistakes and judgments that we think they're best in that moment.
Novak, I'm sure you've heard about the attacks in London. Do you have any worries about your safety or your family's safety preparing to come to London in a few weeks?
To be honest, when I heard about it today, I obviously was, you know, upset as everyone. And it's very disturbing that one of the biggest cities in the world, the most important cities in the world, is, you know, in some of the most popular locations in the town suffering these terrorist attacks. And so of course it you know, makes you wonder a little bit, you know, makes you question certain things. But I didn't get to that thought of, oh, should I go, should I not go to London with myself, my family. I really, because it can happen anywhere. I mean, if it happens in London, it happens in Paris, Nice, can really happen anywhere. So I mean, if we live in fear, you know, that's not life. That's, you know, we I also believe that you kind of attract, you know, certain things that when you are, you know, living under stress and fear of everything. So I you know, if it's a destiny for you to, you know, be somewhere in some place in a wrong time, I mean, it can happen to all of us. So, you know, God forbid, but everything will progress the same in terms of my plans for Wimbledon. And, you know, I'll try to go there with family and, you know, of course, be conscious. I think it's always about being conscious of what time of the day or night you go, where do you go, you know. But, you know, it's very unpredictable.
Last one.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Columbus, mark your calendars. Concert for a Cause, presented by the Columbus Auto Dealers, is coming to Kemba Live on Saturday, August 9th. Catch multi-platinum country star Tyler Hubbard and powerhouse trio Runaway June, live for one powerful night of music. All proceeds benefit the Butterfly Guild at Nationwide Children's Hospital, the Ryan and Christina Day Fund, and the Star House Foundation. Get your tickets now at cbusconcertforacause.com. One night, two incredible acts, three amazing causes. Don't miss out.